Hi, my name is Dr. Thomas McGinn, the Executive Vice President for the Physician Enterprise here at Common Spirit Health. Today is Monday, May 9th, and welcome to the 5-Minute Check-In. Once again, we have a lot to cover. We're going to discuss the spread of Omicron across the United States and here at Common Spirit Health, two publications, one on long-haul syndrome, the other on ruptured Achilles tendon, and we have a special guest joining us to discuss that in detail. Then we're going to discuss and celebrate Nurses Week. And finally, I have a podcast I'd like to recommend to everyone. So let's get started. So let's do a quick update on COVID. Across the United States and here at Common Spirit, we're seeing an uptick in cases and we're seeing an uptick in hospitalizations. Here, when you look at the variants, we know that BA.2 has become the dominant variant, but a new subvariant is growing. And that is BA.2.1.2.1. And it's slowly on the rise. As I mentioned, hospitalizations are up 16% to 2,200 across the United States. The 7-day average of new deaths, however, is down 2.5%. We're under 400 per day. Tragically, we are coming very close to the 1 million deaths in the United States from COVID. This is a very sad moment, especially when I think about so many of these lives could have been saved with more distribution of vaccinations. So some of my observations. My main concern has always been the stress on our hospitals. With the White House announcement in the warning that we could see over 100 million new cases this fall, I am concerned that we'll see an increase in hospitalizations, but I don't think we're going to see the amount that we saw during the prior major surges. I want to remind everyone that those over 50 that are unvaccinated are 5 times more likely than vaccinated patients to be admitted to the hospital and 10 times more likely to die from COVID. So as we head into this flu season, the fall, we need to be relentless in the pursuit and conversations with our patients to get their flu vaccine, to get their COVID vaccine, and to get the booster shots. And now, as I mentioned previously, we're seeing more and more meta-analyses performed in the literature. Meta-analyses are summaries of prior studies. And with COVID, we've seen dozens and dozens of small studies performed. And now it's important to summarize those studies and come to some important conclusions. The article that we want to look at and we'll spend an entire 5-minute check-in on is on long-haul syndrome. They looked at over 50 articles, and what they demonstrated was over 40% of patients were suffering from lingering symptoms like fatigue and forgetfulness. But we're going to spend more time on that article because it's extremely important. So now on to our second publication discussion, which is a recent publication in the New England Journal of Medicine about the surgical or non-surgical approach to the care for patients with ruptured Achilles tendon. And we are really lucky to have Dr. William Granberry with us today, who is an associate professor at the Baylor College of Medicine and currently the acting chair of the Department of Orthopedics. Bill, thanks for joining us. Fascinating article. I am obviously fascinated by this because I had a ruptured Achilles and surgical repair. And also, I love a well-designed randomized controlled trial, particularly in surgery, which we don't see as much as we would like. So tell us about the trial. What were the design? What were the outcomes? And then maybe you and I could talk implications of this study.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. You're right. This is a very ambitious and hard to do study in orthopedic surgery. They started out with a large number of patients and wanted to look at the differences between treatment outcomes for Achilles tendon ruptures. And they had three groups: non-operative or closed treatment, the standard open surgical repair, and the third group was a newer technique of minimal incision surgery. And so they ended up with about 170 patients in each group. And these were randomized. So that also aids in the understanding of the study. And the outcomes were patient-reported outcomes and physical ability and safety or complications. And they were measured more or less at a year after injury. And what they found was that there wasn't a great difference in the patient-reported outcomes. In fact, they were all
surprising.
The same.
Yeah, surprising.
The second, and with regard to muscular strength, there was not a statistical significantly difference, but looking at the results, there was a slight increase in strength for patients who had had surgery, especially the minimal incision surgery.
Right.
And with regard to safety, of course, the surgical outcomes had maybe some deep infections and some nerve injury. But the most obvious difference was the re-rupture rate, which was much higher in the non-operative treated group. but still very low.
Yeah, still have some re-rupture in the non-surgical group, not giant, not huge, but it is different. And then some infection and maybe nerve damage in the other group. Again, small. So interesting. And tell me, how does this change how you talk to your patients and tell your colleagues about this study? What is it? How's it going to change how you think?
Well, the debate about non-operative treatment for Achilles tendon ruptures has been ongoing among orthopedics for decades. But I think this study does show, and it's hard to argue, that there's really no difference in the patient-reported outcomes at a year. And so I think that orthopedists ought to give non-operative treatment a good look and offer it to their patients, especially if there's any comorbid factors, for example, especially smoking. And in those patients, it's certainly reasonable to offer non-operative treatment.
Well, very interesting study, well-designed. I really enjoyed this conversation. I look forward to further discussions with you about this and truly appreciate you joining us for this discussion today. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
And now on a lighter note, last week we celebrated Nurses Week, and I can't say enough about my amazing, brilliant colleagues and partners, the nurses. My entire career, and of course, over the past 2 years of the pandemic, they have led the way. Of course, I was raised by an amazing nurse, my mom, and many of my aunts who trained at St. Mary's College in New York and worked in Catholic healthcare their entire lives. Thank you for all you do. We appreciate you. And last, I've added a link to a podcast called Science Friday. It's one of my favorites. I really enjoy listening to this every week. In this episode, they discuss a building of an animal highway up in northern LA, which I think most people will enjoy. So please take a listen. And if you have any other podcasts, music, books, photographs you'd like to share with me that might lighten the mood and broaden our horizons, please send them forward to me. So thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks at the next 5-Minute Check-In.